Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
We go live now to the Turnpike press conference about the condition and the future of what's going to happen.
Here at the Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency, and I'm joined today by my colleagues from PennDOT, Pennsylvania State Police, and the Turnpike Commission to discuss preparations for the upcoming winter storm. As our teams here at the agency continue to work with our state agency and county partners to adjust plans for the event, we know that this storm is or has the potential to have major impacts across the Commonwealth, not just during the storm, but for days afterward, due to the Arctic cold that will set in and the dangerously low temperatures and wind chills. And I know a lot of people get focused on the amount of snow that we're going to get, but we focus more on what the impacts happen to be able to make sure that we're well prepared. Over the last couple of days, our teams have been coordinating with the various agencies, counties, and federal partners to ensure the Commonwealth is well prepared for the impacts. Just this morning, our teams met with Governor Shapiro to review the anticipated impacts and our collective readiness for this entire event. We have hosted calls with county emergency management offices to assess their preparedness and identify any gaps where they may require assistance throughout the storm. We have also coordinated with other state agencies to assess their readiness and ability to assist as needed. Yesterday, we activated our Commonwealth Response Coordination Center daylight hours for planning, resource coordination, and public messaging. And today, we will be finalizing the timing for a transition to 24/7 operations at the Commonwealth Response Coordination Center on Saturday or tomorrow for the duration of the storm and the continuing impacts in the following days. While no two storms are alike, we approach every winter storm with the same amount of concern for the safety of the residents of the Commonwealth and do everything in our power to minimize disruptions and provide assistance when and where needed in the most expedient manner. However, we can't do this alone. The public plays a significant role in preparedness activities. The sad fact is that despite our best attempts, this storm will most likely result in tragedy somewhere in the Commonwealth, whether it's a multi-vehicle accident while traveling during high-impact times on the roadways, accidental fires that occur from use of non-conventional heating sources, carbon monoxide poisoning from improper generator use during a power outage, or increased stress on heating systems that are not properly maintained, especially with the cold temperatures. The list goes on and on. While it's easy to become fatigued with the amount of messaging on these types of events, it's critical that the public do their part to be prepared not only for themselves and families, but also to assist neighbors and their communities during and after this impactful winter storm. Little things like families, once they dig out and assist their neighbors and check on family members and neighbors to make sure they're okay, it's like identifying your local fire hydrant and being able to dig it out so the fire companies have access to that if there's a fire in the community. I urge every Pennsylvanian to maintain their vigilance throughout the storm and the days that follow. Monitor trusted media outlets outlets for updates and take appropriate steps to stay safe throughout the event. If anyone has questions on what to do or how to prepare for situations like we're about to face, we urge them to visit the Ready PA website at ready.pa.gov. There, they will find information and helpful tips, including checklists for what to include in your home and emergency car kits and other helpful pieces of information. Now, I'd like to turn the podium over to Secretary Mike Carroll from PennDOT to discuss their preparations.
Thanks, Director Padfield. I'm Mike Carroll, the PennDOT Secretary. I'd like to thank the other agencies here today for their collaboration and work as we head into this weekend. This weekend, we are expecting the most significant statewide winter storm in several years, and we are mobilizing our PennDOT teams around the state to respond. We are already pre-treating roads in anticipation of the storm, and we will be working around the clock to keep our roads safe and passable. However, we're expecting snow to be falling at rates of 1 to 2 inches per hour during the height of the storm, which poses the real challenge for our plowing operations. For us, rate of snowfall is as important as the amount of overall snow. Please remember that while snow is falling, roads will not be completely clear of snow and ice. Starting at midnight Saturday into Sunday, we will be implementing a Tier 4 vehicle restriction on the entire interstate network and on the Pennsylvania Turnpike and all of its extensions, along with other major roadways in Pennsylvania. And of course, a Tier 4 restriction means no commercial vehicles are permitted starting again Saturday night at midnight into Sunday. Additionally, all school buses, commercial buses, motor coaches, motorcycles, RVs, motorhomes, and passenger vehicles that are towing trailers are not permitted on roadways while the Tier 4 restriction is in place. The decision to implement these restrictions was made with the intention of balancing safety for everyone on the roadway, including commercial drivers. And of course, we will remove the restrictions as soon as conditions warrant. Check 511PA.com for the latest on vehicle restrictions. Again, 511PA.com, a wonderful resource for information during the storm. PennDOT has more than 2,600 plow trucks and rented plow trucks, a full supply of salt, and well over 5,000 workers at our stockpiles across the state in every county ready to respond. And while our PennDOT teams are out in force working to keep roads safe and passable, it truly is critical that you all, the public, avoid travel as much as you can. My preference would be a Sunday stay-home day, watch the NFL games despite the fact that the Eagles and Steelers are not playing, probably a wise move. We always prioritize higher traffic roadways when we plow, and we make sure that we keep those roadways first, foremost, safe and passable, and then proceed to the secondary and tertiary roads. We will move equipment before the storm to address specific regional needs, and as the storm unfolds, we'll direct resources, equipment, and manpower to meet specific needs in specific counties. And as I said, 511PA.com is a continuing resource for travel information. Again, if you have to go out, it'd be a smart thing to check PA, 511PA. When the storm leaves our Commonwealth, our mission will continue. As with every storm, we will continue to treat roadways throughout the storm and after the storm with blowing and drifting and other such needs. PennDOT's folks are ready to meet the challenge that's before us. We ask that you be our continued partner in keeping roadways safe, and the best way you can do that is to just stay home. If, and I hope it's not happening, but if you do drive, please be safe. Leave extra space, slow down, safety first for everyone on the roads. I'm thankful for the work that the PennDOT folks will do over the next few days. They're dedicated public servants. They work really hard to meet the needs of Pennsylvanians, and I'm proud of the work that they do. And I'm happy to turn the podium over now to my friend Mark Compton from the Turnpike.
Thank you, Secretary Carroll. You know, in our business, we're either planning for winter or we're in winter. And we are ready to put that plan in place starting this weekend. And a key part of that plan has been communication and coordination. And I can tell you, with the leadership of my colleagues behind me, the coordination and communication has been the best it's been in my career here at the Turnpike and with PennDOT. And a key part of that coordination does get to the restrictions that Secretary Carroll had spoken to. We ask you to please take those restrictions very, very seriously. Because with the different data points we have around weather, with the data points we have around where traffic is moving, we put those restrictions on and when they're needed. And as the Secretary said, we will pull them off when they are not needed. These restrictions aren't about the quality of the driver. These restrictions are about the amount of time it takes for us to clear an incident on one of these roadways. We ask you to please adhere to these restrictions. We understand this isn't going to be blizzard-like conditions. This is going to be blizzard conditions when you're talking about the amount of snowfall that's going to happen during the day Sunday. So we ask you please to adhere to these restrictions and know that your partners here will be ready and we will be attacking the storm with all force. But we need you to do your part, and a key part of that is staying off the roads, especially whenever the restrictions are in place. If you do that, that'll enable our crews to get out there, to get out there safer, to clear the road and get you back to moving commerce and yourselves in a quicker manner based on the fact that we were able to clear it quicker. So please do your part so we can do ours. Thank you very much. It's now my pleasure to introduce to you our partner with State Police, Colonel George Bivens.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us in raising awareness about this important safety message as we prepare for potentially hazardous winter conditions. The Pennsylvania State Police urges all drivers to use patience and caution when driving in winter weather. By all available forecasts, this is a significant winter storm and should be treated as such. If you don't need to be on the roads, please stay home. If travel was unavoidable, we ask that you be especially careful and keep these important traffic laws, in mind. First, slow down. Police can issue citations for driving too fast for conditions, even if you are traveling below the posted speed limit. Winter weather creates hazards that necessitate reduced speeds. Clear your vehicle. State law requires drivers to maintain a full, unobstructed view of the road. Snow and ice must be removed from the windshield and all windows. Police may issue a citation if your visibility is obstructed. Drivers must remove snow and ice from the hood, trunk, and roof of their vehicles. If the accumulated snow or ice poses a threat to people or property, you can receive a citation even if nothing falls from the vehicle. Please give emergency responders space. Pennsylvania's Move Over Law requires drivers approaching an emergency response area to safely move one lane away. If merging is not possible, you must slow down. This includes areas where tow trucks are assisting disabled motorists. Also, please turn on your headlights. State law requires headlights to be on whenever windshield wipers are in use due to precipitation such as snow or sleet. If you are involved in a crash or slide off the road and become stuck, please remain in your vehicle. Do not stand outside of your car, on or near the roadway. In most situations, you will be safer inside your vehicle with your seatbelt fastened and your hazard lights activated. Adjust your driving conditions for winter, or driving technique rather, for winter conditions. Slow down, increase your following distance, and avoid sudden stops or sharp turns. Use extra caution on bridges and ramps, which freeze more quickly than other road surfaces. In heavy or blowing snow, use low beam headlights. Be aware of vehicle restrictions and reduce speed limits on the turnpike, interstates, and roadways. As this winter storm impacts the Commonwealth, our troopers stand ready to respond. The Pennsylvania State Police will have additional troopers available to handle emergencies as they develop. If you need assistance, call 911 and we'll get to you as quickly as possible. In summary, please be prepared. Monitor changing weather conditions and avoid unnecessary travel. Staying off the roads helps emergency responders and road crews do their jobs and keeps everyone safe. Your choices on the road can protect your life and the lives of others. At this time, we'll open it up to any questions that any of you may have.
Hey, Randy, what makes this storm particularly dangerous? I know we haven't had one like this in a while. What should people kind of be keeping in mind given that there are some really good news.
So as I indicated in my remarks, we look at the impacts, right? So we know there's going to be travel impacts. We know that there's potentially going to be critical infrastructure impacts after this. I think it's the combination of the snow, which is a lot more than we've seen in recent years, but also the extended duration cold. So the latest updates that we received is, you know, at least a week where we're going to be kind of below freezing. So we see a lot of impacts from that, and we anticipate those. So loss of heating systems for congregate care facilities, you know, or multifamily dwellings, those types of things. We see more water main breaks. We see increased residential structure fires, those types of things. So it's a combination of the snow. Obviously, we know what the impacts are going to be there, and we're committed, you know, that's why we're activating the Commonwealth Response Coordination Center, to be able to shorten our reaction time to any needs that the counties may have or the communities may have, but also to share information. Secretary Carroll and Mark talked about the travel restrictions and bans. We meet every 2 hours or sooner to be able to review those, to see if we can lift those or to see how they're working. So we're really committed to that. But I think it's a combination of factors with this. It's snow that we haven't seen in a number of years to this degree. And it's also the extended cold that we're going to see.
I guess the last one analogous to this was December 2020, we got about 11 inches or so, and that one changed over to sleet also part of the way through. But then we didn't have the cold that you talked about, including in advance of this one. I'm just wondering whether it's you or Mike or Mark, talk about sort of those very specific things about this storm, how that might change how you approach it compared to even another storm with this amount of snow.
Sure, I'll turn it over to Mark here, but we look at each storm differently. And, you know, there's a lot of information, a lot of data points that we take into consideration that we use to inform our decisions. And ultimately, the forecast is the forecast right up until the precipitation starts. And then we get into nowcasting. So we have a state meteorologist, we work with the National Weather Service offices, we have good weather data that comes in from the roadway weather information system that PennDOT has and the Turnpike has. We take a look at all those data points to kind of adjust what our plans happen to be. So we take a look again at the impacts in totality and then try to prepare for those, because there's, in our business, we talk about, you know, people talk about best practices. There's really no best practices, because if you change one of the variables, right, on the storm or something like that, that completely throws off what our plan should be. And that's why we make sure that we're flexible and can adjust on the fly. But Mark.
Yeah, just in terms of like the extreme cold also in advance of this one, and then kind of the fluffy snow changing over to sleet, anything specific
So we're in the process now of brining the roadways in anticipation of the storm. So that is already underway, and that will continue through today and into tomorrow. And the forecast doesn't call for ice, at least at this moment, which is really helpful for us. So a snow or snow sleet combination, you know, there's not much of a nuanced difference there in terms of our response. So ice would be more problematic and raise more concerns. But I'd say we're prepared at this point.
Secretary, there's a lot of people who are going to hear this. They're going to say, I understand all of these warnings. I'm still going to drive down to the store to go get something to eat or get something to drink. What do you think you would say to people who maybe aren't taking this as seriously as they might?
I'd say that you're putting your life at risk and you're putting others' lives at risk. Or you're putting your health at risk and you're putting the health of others at risk. Is it really worth it to go down to the corner store?
There's a lot of nuance to this, but can you talk about sort of where PennDOT's responsibility ends and where the responsibility in sort of treating roadways and so forth? Essentially, somebody wakes up Monday and there's a road that's off hot yet. Whose responsibility was that?
So, of course, there are city and township and borough roads in addition to the PennDOT's and the Turnpike's roadways, and the average person may not know the nuance of all of that, but I would offer that the partners that we have in local government do a good job. They will be put to the test, as we will be with this storm, but I have every confidence that they will do a good job. They're not going to have pristine, clear roads during the height of the storm. There's going to be snow on the roadways, on local roadways, as well as PennDOT roadways. But they will work hard and they will do their best. And, you know, they, you know, depending on the size of the township, a smaller township would have fewer resources than a city would. But our local partners do a good job.
All right. So there you have it. Pennsylvania Department of Transportation. You had representatives from the state police, the Turnpike, Bottom line is, if you don't have to go anywhere, don't go anywhere. We'll give you a recap throughout our newscast. Also, we're going to be hearing from the Allegheny County government as well in just about 10 minutes to give you an idea as far as what's happening locally. But again, for everything you need through this storm and beyond, the single best source, no doubt, KDKA 100.1 FM AM 1020. We'll be back with a little bit more for a Friday as we're in today for Marty Griffin. And of course, Colin will be here throughout the afternoon along with Paul in our news department. Stay with us.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit, and by the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
All right, let's take care of some housekeeping here before we get our next break. And then bottom of the hour news update, and then we're going to have the latest from the Allegheny County government as far as what's going to be happening locally because of this weather. A lot of things are happening this weekend, and really the heavy stuff is going to be on Sunday. But Pirate Fest is also happening this weekend. Great event, David L. Lawrence Convention Center tomorrow. One of my favorites, and especially with this winter weather, who can't think of anything but spring training baseball, KDKA, baseball season, 93.7 The Fan. But due to the winter storm threatening much of the country, Pirate player appearances and Pirate Fest event times will change. Several originally scheduled players are unfortunately unable to make it, and they're not going to be there. But in addition, due to an anticipated impact on the Pittsburgh region, Pirate Fest will now conclude 1 hour earlier at 5 p.m. So I highly urge you to go to their website, go to their social media platform for everything that you need to know. But if there was ever a time we could use a little baseball in our life, and you're going to be able to do it because it's going to be there before the snow flies, get to Pirate Fest at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. Now, Paul's waiting. He's got the news update, bottom of the hour. But over the last 20 minutes or so, you heard from the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation, big press conference, state police there. Also, the Turnpike was there talking about this Tier 4 in which commercially licensed vehicles, there is a specific time you cannot be on the road. We're talking about, you know, heavy equipment, larger trucks, those with chains. So you're going to have to follow their website. Stay tuned to KDK Radio to keep you abreast of all of that. But the most important message, once again, unless you have to be out, don't. And make sure you get all that stuff off your car or truck before you do head out in the way of snow, or you could get a citation. The idea, we're all on the same team and we got to stay safe. But remember, the single best source for everything rolling through the snow, no one does it better than my colleagues here at KDKA, 100.1 FM, AM 1020. Paul's next, and then we'll get to that press conference from Allegheny County.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
All right, we've heard from the mayor today on KDKA. We heard from the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation, the Turnpike, the state police on KDK, and we've got one more before we are done on a Friday edition of the Marty Griffin Show, and that is from Allegheny County. And as soon as that press conference begins, we will bring it to you live on KDK. But one of the things that I took away from that press conference that we had on at the top of the hour with PennDOT and, of course, the Turnpike and the state police, they mentioned the term Tier 4. And honestly, in all the years that I've been broadcasting, and I've been here since the mid-80s, and we've covered all sorts of weather-related stuff, I don't remember a Tier 4 being put into effect. I'm sure it has been, but let me just kind of give you a refresher course. Tier 4 is the most severe level of vehicle restrictions for winter weather, often implemented by PennDOT or the PA Turnpike to prevent major accidents and closures. It typically prohibits all commercial vehicles, buses, motorcycles, RVs, and passenger cars towing trailers from using specific highways. Now, full commercial ban, no commercial motor vehicles are allowed regardless of whether they have tire, chains, or alternative traction devices. Vehicle restrictions prohibit school buses, commercial buses, motor coaches, motorcycles, RVs / motorhomes, or any passenger vehicle towing a trailer. You know, if you got that U-Haul on the, you're going to have to wait. You're going to have to wait. All right. Now let's talk to Frank. Is it Frank Iozzo? Yeah. From Tutti Mechanical. Frank, how you doing?
I'm doing real good, Rob. How are you?
Listen, you're the last person I didn't get a chance to talk to today, and it's probably one of the most important. You should have been the first up today, but let's get to it. Furnaces, HVAC, what you need to know with winter weather. The last thing you want is the thing to not work. So talk about your HVAC, your furnaces, and the impending weather. Go ahead.
Well, first thing, what you got to do is you need your routine maintenance. Hopefully, you've had that done already. If you have, great. If you haven't, try to schedule and get it done. But what the homeowner can do, most importantly, is stay on top of the filter. Take care of the filter. Get that filter changed regularly. Leave the rest to the professional. Now, another important thing is we're getting a lot of snow. If you have the high efficiency furnaces.
Okay, Frank, hold that thought. I got to go to this press conference, and if I can come back on the other side with you, I will. Allegheny County right now going to be talking about the weather, and you're going to hear it live on KDKA.
To express my gratitude for the county employees who are preparing to work around the clock this weekend and next week to keep us all safe throughout the county. We have many essential workers at the county, including plow truck drivers and telecommunications officers who are answering 911 calls, and we all owe them a debt of gratitude. I want to stress the public safety hazards of the incoming weather, including dangerously cold temperatures even before the snow accumulation begins. We need everyone to pay attention and to be prepared. Do not put yourself unnecessarily in a dangerous situation. Please prepare to stay home for the next few days and keep the roads clear as much as possible so our plow trucks can do their work and first responders have the right of way. Be careful if you are outside. If you are shoveling snow, please take breaks, wear layers. If you have to drive, have an emergency kit and a blanket in your vehicle while you're operating it. Please also keep your cell phones charged, have batteries, and a few days' worth of groceries ready at home. In addition to these updates, I also have a few Health and Human Services reminders I'd like to share with the public. Press, you can find more details in the press release that we administered to everyone and posted on our website. The Health Department would like to remind renters that your landlord has an obligation to keep your unit at 68 degrees. There is more information on the press release on how to log a complaint with the Health Department if your rental unit is not warm enough. If you are a family or a single individual in need of shelter, the Department of Human Services has places for you to go. Pets are welcomed. We have phone numbers to call and websites to visit, again, available in the press release. I want to thank the members of the media for covering this storm with your attention and your commitment to providing vital information to the public so we can all make the best decisions that keeps everyone safe. Now I'm going to turn it over to Chief Brown to share more of our emergency preparedness.
Thank you, Executive Inamorato. Again, Matt Brown, Chief Allegheny County Emergency Services. Welcome. We are standing officially right now right next door to our Emergency Operations Center, which adjoins our 911 center. Our Emergency Operations Center is activated currently, and certainly our 911 system is up, as always, 24 hours a day. Here we are again with another weather event. I want to start with a highlight of some things that we really need all of you to do to be well prepared for this event. At home, being prepared to stay home for up to 72 hours. This is a common emergency management theme that we repeat quite often. This weather incident is no different. Have a home emergency kit in the case of a power outage. Fill that kit with non-perishable food, water, flashlights, batteries, first aid supplies, making sure that your medications are filled. The time for preparation is today. You might have a short opportunity tomorrow as well. So these things need to be done now. There shouldn't be any hesitation, and it's just in case. It's better to be prepared. That is the theme. Protect your pipes with insulation if not already done so. Weather strip the windows and doors. Consider safe backup heating sources to prevent pipe freezing and heat loss. We really want to pay attention to properly and safely using those auxiliary heating units. Possibly take a good look at your furnace filters. This is a good time to do those things, or have your service, your furnace serviced so that it is ready for the upcoming pending weather. Be careful using electrical heaters. Use of extension cords on those things can overload them. Again, certainly wise words from our fire marshal's office, who historically sees that as a cause of fires. Keep a 3-foot clearance of flammable or combustible materials from any heating source so as to not start a fire. Do not ever run generators inside of your home. Those generators should be outdoors. They should be at least 10 feet away from the structure, and you should be taking a good look at the exhaust to make sure that it is not tracking back into your home. Again, carbon monoxide is a deadly killer, and it is silent. So again, keep those generators outside. Limit your time outdoors. In addition to the snowfall forecast, we've got some extreme cold now that's going to repeat itself for quite some time here, probably in the coming week or so. Limiting that time outdoors, dress for the weather, wear layered clothing, hats, gloves, waterproof boots to reduce your risk of hypothermia and frostbite. consider the same for your pets and animals at home too. Limit their time outside. That will impact them as well, probably much sooner. And certainly if they are normally outdoor pets, we certainly encourage that they're brought indoors with the extreme weather we're about to have. Avoid overexertion while out shoveling snow, getting rid of ice, clearing your vehicles. Speaking from our emergency medical services community, these are common problems that they have to deal with in emergency responses of overexertion in these extreme conditions. Whether it's heavy snow, light snow, or extreme cold, all of these things can be challenging, and none of us wants to have an ambulance come respond to our home right now. So what are we doing? We've been watching the weather forecast for at least a week at this point. We have a great relationship with the National Weather Service Pittsburgh, so much so that we have them embedded in our emergency management agency for one day a week. So we've been tracking the forecasts. We began communicating those at length with all of our emergency services partners throughout the county, nearly 400 of them, in preparation for this weekend's weather. The forecast needed to stiffen up, and they did begin to stiffen up a little bit yesterday. They continue to change a little bit going into today, but we're getting those updates from the National Weather Service 2 to 3 times a day. At this point, whether it's the media's weather folks, the National Weather Service, or us, I think the forecasts are pretty clear right now, and certainly we have a clear role in what we have to do to prepare for that. Our EOC is activated as of 7 a.m. this morning, as we do for all major weather events, and that activation will carry us at least through Monday, but may be further extended. Our Emergency Operations Center allows us to coordinate with all municipalities, our public safety partners, as well as within our county agencies and partners there, both virtually and in person as needed, all the way up to our 911 center. 911 staffing has been increased through this weekend for expected increase in call volume. But also, as you can imagine, it's worth reiterating, all of our first responders, including our 911 telecommunicators, our emergency managers, our fire marshals, we are out to get the job done, and we are doing the work, so our families are preparing at home as we're telling you to do the same. All of us are planned and prepared to be working for the length of this, whatever is needed. Public safety personnel, utilities, hospital workers, think of all of those friends and family that are really critical in these types of situations who really need to be at work and be able to do those work. So we continue to repeat, as weather conditions worsen, we hope that you'll alter your plans and hopefully stay home and stay off the roads when possible. That way, you know, certainly the great public works employees, whether at the county level, the state, or the local municipalities, have good, safe clearances to keep those roads clear for those very important people to get to and from their work safely. Monday concerns for us, again, coming out of the snowfall. One of our concerns is the extreme cold that we're going to see for an elongated amount of time. But one of the additions I'll add that came out of a National Weather Service update this morning was the slight increase in the wind that will come behind this system. Nothing that is overly concerning, but what it will cause is snow drifts. And what I want to caution for Monday, and we'll repeat this certainly, coming into Monday and next week, is paying attention to that around your home. Through the years, a lot of people like myself have transitioned to more efficient furnaces now. And if you haven't noticed, a lot of those do not vent to the roof any longer. They vent to the side of the house just like your dryer does. These snow drifts could be such to the foundation of your home that maybe they're reaching the point of that intake or that exhaust. So you need to be taking a look at those situations as those snow drifts come up. We certainly don't want your furnace failing or causing that exhaust to be backed up into the home. Snow drifts as well can be impactful to the hydrants that are out there for the firefighters to respond to. So if you're in a neighborhood where the hydrant happens to be on your property right in front, speaking for the fire service, it's always helpful to try and help keep a clear path to that hydrant and any utilities that service your home. Again, we are here for the duration. We began monitoring this over a week ago. Our messaging to public safety will be ongoing throughout as we continue to get our updates. We have serviced all of our ACES systems. All of our critical support vendors have been brought in to bring all of our systems up to queue to support us through the weekend, and certainly continuing to coordinate and communicate through our PEMA partners at the state level and our Region 13 partners in southwestern PA. And with that, I will now turn it over to Director Shanley. Thank you.
All Thank you, Chief Brown. My name is Stephen Shanley, Director of Allegheny County Department of Public Works, and wanted to let you know Public Works is prepared for this upcoming storm event. In preparation for this storm, we have inspected our fleet of 52 trucks and equipped them with plows, filled them with salt and liquid calcium chloride for the lower temperatures we're expecting. They're all operational and ready for deployment. We have 5,689 tons of salt and 1,960 gallons of liquid calcium chloride, which will help with the lower temperatures. We have had some salt delays since mid-December, and our supply is a little lower than normal, but we are confident we have enough salt to handle the storm and any snow we will get next week, and we expect to get more salt next week also. We will be getting a shipment tomorrow, actually, so shipment delays have been common time to time, and we typically have more salt than we need just for any of those events that happened. We will be deploying 26 trucks with snow plows, and when the snow starts to fall on Saturday, we will continue operations until the storm ends and all 357 miles of county maintained roads are clear and wet. Our drivers will be working 12-hour shifts, so we have 24-hour coverage to ensure continuous coverage throughout the storm. The department does not prioritize specific roads. Instead, drivers follow strategically designed routes to maximize speed and efficiency. We encourage drivers to stay home if possible so our drivers can clear the road with more efficiency. It typically takes 1 to 2 hours for our crews to do their route and an hour to go back and get more snow at the maintenance garage. So there could be some snow on the roadways. So expect to be snow with the amount of snow we're going to get, and be prepared for that. If a resident spots an ice or snow spot on our roadway that needs addressed, they should call 911 on Saturday and Sunday. On weekends, they will need to contact the entity that maintains the road that receives the assistance. To find out who maintains the road, they should visit AlleghenyCounty.us/whoplowsmyroad, and that'll give them a contact number for who they can contact for the event, the issue on their roadway. If any issue is on a county road, they can call 412-350-4636 or submit a service request at callcenter.alleghenycounty.us. As Chief Brown indicated, temperatures will fall into the single digits on Monday. Snow will be dry and the winds will be between 6 to 12 miles per hour, with gusts 20 to 25 miles per hour at times. So there will likely be blowing snow, greatly limiting drivers' visibility, and a chance of snow runoff and freezing, creating slick conditions. That is why we are encouraging residents to stay home during the storm and immediately after if they can. If residents must leave home during or immediately after the storm, we suggest a couple of things for them to do. Before they leave, they should check their tires for tread and inflation and ensure lights, wipers, fluid, defrosters are all in good working condition. They should carry an emergency kit in their vehicle with non-perishable food, water, medications, first aid supplies, warm clothes and blankets, a flashlight, a phone charger, a shovel, flares, and jumper cables. They will need to clear all snow and ice from their vehicle before driving. That's the law. If they own a rear-wheel drive vehicle, we encourage them to add some weight in the back so they have better traction in that vehicle. Once on the road, they should drive slowly, allow extra travel time, avoid sudden stops or turns, maintain extra distance from other vehicles, and stay at least 6 car lengths behind our salt trucks. And if it is snowing, they should keep their headlights and taillights on during the snowfall to increase visibility. We thank everybody for their patience while our drivers clear the roadways during this upcoming significant snow event. Thank you. We're going to take questions now.
Chief Brown, you said our ACES systems are ready to go. What do you mean by that?
My apologies. ACES is Allegheny County Emergency Services. So, again, as a clarification, our fleet of vehicles, whether it's the Fire Training Academy or Emergency Management or 911, all those vehicles have been serviced, topped off fuel-wise, in addition to the 37 tower sites that we maintain to service all of our public safety radio across the county, making sure generators, batteries, everything is operable, and that we have good access to the sites.
All right, you just heard from Sarah Inamorato and other officials from the Allegheny County government talking about what is going to happen over the next few days. But the one clear message that I took from that press conference and the one that was earlier from the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation, along with the Turnpike and State Police, stay off the roads if you don't need to go anywhere. Not to say if it could happen at any time. The best time would be a weekend. And if it falls into Monday, so be it. Most things will be canceled and delayed. You need the KDK Storm Center, kdkradio.com. Of course, our news department, colleagues of mine will all be working pretty much around the clock through this entire process. But honestly, when you get a Tier 4, and I kind of went through that a little while ago as far as what that means, you really don't want to risk it. I mean, there's no reason to. And when they start talking about, you know, checking the pressure in your tires, your traction, your fluids, all of this stuff before you even head out, if you have to head out, and you notice how they ended by saying, once the storm is done and you need to head out, okay? And we're all guilty of this, and I'm going to leave you with this, and I want you to think about it before Paul comes in here with the news and Colin kind of takes you the rest of the way. You all think it's not going to happen to you, okay? Oh, I can do it. I've done it many times in the past. Everybody's, you know, in that fear mode when you least expect it. So the bottom line is we're doing all of this to get you prepared. And, you know, we had some fun talking about the good old days and sled riding and enjoying it and shoveling snow and making a few bucks. Bottom line is if you're not physically up to it, you really should not be shoveling snow. I'm telling you right now, it is a killer. More people that I have been connected to, family, friends, have lost loved ones who've had fatal heart attacks shoveling snow. And again, just when you think you have made it to the clear, there's that ice that you don't see under that layer or two of snow. And the next thing you know, you're spinning out of control. And these PennDOT vehicles, please let them do their job. Don't lay on your horn. Don't complain. Don't call me Sunday morning or later in the week, the following week, and saying how they did such a bad job. Because there's not one of you listening that doesn't work for PennDOT who has any idea of what these men and women go through. And they're going to be working, as you heard earlier today, Ben DeVore on my program for Marty today. They're going to be working 12 shifts. So they don't need people acting ridiculous and getting out of hand. Let them do their job. Let's keep everybody safe. Let's get through this, okay? So Colin's coming up with much more throughout the day, special guest information that you need. Paul's got the latest news, and I'm headed down to the travel show to do a little work, and then I'll be back at it tomorrow morning and Sunday morning before the sun comes up. Never fear, KDKA is here. We got you covered. This is what we were born to do, and we'll keep doing it right through this storm. But the place you want to stay is right here, KDKA 100.1 FM, AM 1020. It's been your Pratt Pack in for Marty Griffin. Have a great, safe, and warm weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.